views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Setliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Setliff.
Hi everybody, welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. Glad you're here. I'm glad we're going to talk about some really cool stuff today. One of the things we're going to dive into is we're all in this aspect of Mercury in retrograde. I don't know if anyone's heard that before or what that means to some of you, but I can tell you this much. If you believe in astrology and if you believe in kind of, you know, the old mood swings of people and how things can occur, sometimes, you know, the planet, the astrological things of our universe plays into gives us some effects. And I'm going to clarify what Mercury retrograde means today, along with, you know, we have this beautiful moon that's going to happen tomorrow. They call it a blood moon. And it is a total eclipse where when the sun crosses over, as such, it leaves this beautiful, you know, kind of red color. So that's what they toned it, actually, as or call it the blood moon. And in that process, that alone, when you have Mercury in retrograde and you have a lunar eclipse that's happening, it's pretty powerful. What it does is it shakes ourselves up a bit, and it can really give some good opportunity and some crazy opportunity to people this week. And the Mercury retrograde actually started a few days back and is actually going until October 24th. So when we were in this, you know, 3-week span here of, you know, change, what happens is that things can become impulsive. For instance, as an example, and what can happen is like electronics can be affected. That kind of stuff can be, you know, anything electronically surging, things black out, that kind of thing. So as a little simple example, here I am, you know, getting ready for my radio show. I'm ready to go forward. And as I'm doing so, the water that I brought in with me decides to spill all over my notes and all over the work that I just put into for the show, going over my phone, over to my computer, okay, literally 2 minutes before I'm going to go on air today. All right. So that would be an example of Mercury in retrograde. Then we throw into that situation, and I go to get online and to start the program, and my program isn't working. So I have to, you know, have this great producer, Brian, who, you know, comes to my aid, and we're doing a different type of channel so that we can do the show today. So those are the kind of funky things that normally don't happen when I do a radio program, but of course happens, you know, literally a minute before I'm to be on air. So those are the kind of examples that you'll see happening in Mercury retrograde. So how do you bait that? Well, first and foremost, you need to ground your energy. And I'm a big component and preacher that, you know, people. So it's very important that actually, you know, every morning you do your affirmations, you sit, be quiet, you know, say what you want, your intentions for your day, especially when you are in Mercury retrograde. Because what it will do is it will keep you relaxed. It will not get you anxious or you know, with anything. And what happens is that when, you know, you spill, you know, the water like I just did and you, you know, can't get online or whatever for your radio program, then you know what? You're not going to get your underwear in a bunch. You're going to be able to just kind of coast with it, take a deep breath and say, okay, let's roll. And that's the kind of stuff that you need to practice a lot of patience. Lots of patience, actually, when we're in this retrograde phase, because what happens is people are not patient, okay? You know, they get hung up on stupid stuff. They're crazy drivers. They can, you know, get into, you know, it leaves open opportunities for you to, you know, not be paying attention, and all of a sudden you're at a stoplight and you bump rear end somebody in front of you. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that can happen in Mercury retrograde. You're also looking at, you know, this kind of impulse of energy that transforms everybody and goes into this space. And, you know, it's that type of overwhelming type of feeling that can happen for people. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I got to do all this. I got to run here. I got to run there. I got to take the kids. I got to make these appointments. You know, I got to pay my bills. I got to, you know, whatever you got to do. And, you know, you're trying to cram in, it seems like, within a 45-minute period. With those type of situations with work and with family and with yourself. And sometimes you just got to say, okay, is this all really important to do this in the all five of these things in the next 45 minutes? So it's good to try to organize yourself in when things are in retrograde, because if not, then everything kind of comes to a head at the same time. And that's the kind of thing, because you kind of, you know, you really show what you're made of when you see, you know, Mercury in retrograde. It's also actually a really good time, because in this kind of fiery type of energy that we're in, and especially with this lunar eclipse happening, because it's kind of, think about it, like it's red, it's fire-ish, it's that kind of energy, it's impulsive, especially for Aries type of people. If you have that sign, you know, it's time also to reflect so you don't get angry quick, you're not aggressive, you know, you don't want to highlight that kind of thing. But what that fiery type of energy that we're in for this retrograde, and especially with this eclipse, what happens is that it's also like a spirit awakening timing, okay? So that's the positive spin we want to put on Mercury retrograde. So when you're in the spirit of awakening and happening of things of right now, what happens? All those things the last few months that you've been working at and trying to get organized, and let's say, for instance, you know, you're launching a book, you're launching a new business, you're planning a marriage, you're planning, you know, whatever, planning a divorce, who knows? But you know what? This would be the good timing to spearhead things for the highest and best good, for the opportunity for, you know, new things in your world, for creating, you know, this new abundance of who you are, what you're about. And that's the really important part of taking these times in the next 3 weeks, because it will be skittish. It just is. And whether you buy into it or not with Mercury in retrograde, it's important actually that you just still listen, because whether or not you believe it or not in how this affects all of us with this energy pull, it affects you. And so it's how you deal with it, right? And, you know, because of the energy and that kind of thing. And what can do also is it can kind of jockey confidence. And we always want to be confident, right? I tell that to my girls, my son, you know what? Always strive to use your confidence. Use who you are, what you're all about energetically. You know what? My daughter just ran out the house actually to go take her first, you know, real driving, you know, class with her instructor in a car. And she was so cute. She was like, Mom, I grounded myself, but, you know, for 3 days now I've been hearing, I'm so nervous. And finally I said to her, Avery, you have to stop being nervous. Just even stop saying the word nervous. Just ground yourself. You're a good driver. You're going to do fine. And, you know, it's again, we all have to put things in perspective, right? And even for these little 16-year-olds learning to drive. And it's just, again, how we talk to ourselves is very important, you know, instead of saying, I'm so nervous about this driving lessons. No, you don't want to say that. You want to say, hey, I'm going to kick butt on this driver's lessons. You know what I mean? I'm going to drive well, be safe. You know, I'm going to have a lot of confidence. And you know what? Then you start to relax even when you say those words, right? When we say the words, I'm nervous then jumbles our whole system. Our tummy gets into a knot. You know, we get a headache. We don't feel well. You know, our system kind of goes through some crazy loops with things. But when you say to your body, I am peaceful, I am honored, I am good, boy, oh boy, does your body relax when you say those words. And that's the point of how we talk to each other and one another into our consciousness of what's important in Mercury retrograde. It's important that you talk positive instead of being, you know, crazy nervous Nelly all the time. And that's, you know, the reminders that we need. Mercury retrograde is awesome in many aspects because it reminds us actually to be whole. It's when we're not being whole in spirit, in mind, in body, that's when we jockey it all up. That's when we don't keep on pace with who we are, what we're about. And that's the good news of Mercury retrograde, because it kind of pulls us back to say, you know, hey, Kel, let's reevaluate this. Hey, let's do this different. Let's, you know, this wasn't working so swell, and your goals aren't being met here, so how are we going to reevaluate that to make that different? And that's what Mercury retrograde is. That's how I look at it, and in many perspectives. But it's definitely impulsive. Impulsive is kind of the key word with Mercury retrograde. So you got to remember, we're in this good old impulsivity of goodness. Now we're not going to think negative until the 24th of October. So you want to be able to remember to keep your balance, however you get that, through prayer, through meditation, through, you know, taking a walk every day. You may need to take two walks a day. Who knows? But it's all about just being your transformation self. And in doing that, what happens is that you become, you know, betterment in who you are and what you're all about. It's really important, actually, that we all stay grounded, like I said. And there's, you know, just a huge focus on who we are, endings, changes, transformation, death, rebirth, all those kind of experiences. So with that, we're going to be really rocking it out, actually, with this conversation today. And I will be taking calls, obviously, in retrospect to it. So we'll be back in a minute, everybody. We got to run to a break, and we'll continue talking about Mercury retrograde.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center October 11th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking Mercury in retrograde today and what that means for our little universe till October 24th. You know, it's funny. Mercury is kind of like, you know, the planet or the energy that it has deals with mind, memory, all types of different communication, ranging from like talking, texting, writing, you know, travel, transportation, telephones, all that kind of stuff that we use every day, right? So it's also kind of the timing, and we're going to use the word timing, because timing can be off in those genres. So you know what? It would be kind of the situation where things can go haywire in those times. You know, you might have delays in travel. If you're taking some planes or trains or even driving in a car, it's also, you know, those kind of situations that, you know, with your boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse, you know what, you might have more kind of arguments during those times because communication can be kind of crazy. It's also the aspect in where there can be kind of breakdowns in these type of, you know, communications where, you know, it's an example. Okay, here's another example. I'm getting a little tired of these little examples Mercury's been showing me this week. But not one, but two cars we have actually this week that have occurred where driving and all of a sudden you drove over a nail and you have a slow leak in your tire and you got to get it patched. Okay, that happened to both of our cars this week with me driving both, which is always a kind of funny situation because then, you know, you have to come home. I swear to God, sometimes when you come home, it's like, you know, it's worse telling your husband what happened than it was actually your father when you were a young kid, you know, and it's like, I laugh at that. It's like, oh my God, you got to tell the bad news that we need new tires. We need this. So, and especially when you've done it, right? But I look at, you know, it's also timing-wise of, you know, if you've had the rattle in the car, all of a sudden, you know what, weeks ago you should have gotten something fixed or looked at. Well, Mercury retrograde would be like you would get it fixed in the next couple of weeks because, you know what, the rattle has turned out to be a big boom in the car and you really need to get it fixed. So it's also a good timing. Don't buy a car during Mercury retrograde. It could be turning out to be like a lemon. It's also kind of a few things that you need to have clarity, you know, with what's going on with who you are, what you're doing. Be clear at work. Be clear with what your work is. You know, it can create kind of disagreements at work, projects you're working on, you know, that seem to be go smooth sailing. All of a sudden, you know what, they're not so great, and then maybe your team that you're working with, you know, somebody turns out to be a real jerk and really botches it or what have you. So kind of just look out for those things. So if you know, like, those kind of things can happen, as I'm pre-warning you with this conversation, then you know to look out for things. You have to be aware because this is all about awareness and how you contend with it and what you do with it. You know, if you just sit back and say, oh, it's Mercury retrograde, so, you know, the poo-poo's going to hit the fan, you know what, that's not a smart way to live life and that you don't want to do that and sit back and wait for something negative to happen. You want to be proactive so that things like that can't happen. Understand? There's a difference in way of looking at it. So then when the energies and the changes are going on, then you're not going to play that game is the best way to put it. So some of the things I want to talk about, like not to do in retrograde that can have ill effects, it's kind of like a really bad time to negotiate contracts. Watch out for legal documents if you're going to be signing things. Really check it over 20 different times. This would be the kind of timing if you're going to do a closing on a house that you'd really want to be cautious, or even not even do a closing, postpone it till after retrograde. So it would go through with a fine-tooth comb. Case an example. 10 years ago, we were purchasing a home, and at the time I was selling real estate. So, you know, I dotted the I's, crossed the T's, did my whole bit. Well, with Mercury retrograde, an hour before our closing, the people who were purchasing my home, their loan fell through. So when they say literally, you know what, when you're a closing's a closing until everybody signs the paperwork, you know, there's real truth to that, because they had lost their loan over some fraud stuff. I wouldn't have known that. As such, we had to hurry up and get a bridge loan for the house we were purchasing in another town. My moving stuff sat on moving trucks for 3 days. I had to pay that extra expense. And then, it took us 6 months to sell the house because the market dipped and changed. So here we were with double mortgages, all of that mess that you can't imagine, more stress than I've ever had in my whole life. But that was all during that time frame of Mercury retrograde. It's also timing-wise, if you're going to pick your date to get married, look at Mercury retrograde, because that could be like the difference in, okay, you having it all planned, everything going well, and all of a sudden, you know what, the cake doesn't show up, or the limo driver doesn't show up, or, those kind of idiosyncrasies of things that we need, you know, to work well in a wedding, all of a sudden kind of those kind of things happen, or it can happen in one, not in multiple things. So those are the retrospect with that. Don't start a job, don't accept a job during that time frame. You want to make sure that everything, you know, is really on sync. If you're going to start a whole new adventure, you don't want to start it when, you know, things are crazy energetically. And you got to remember, Mercury retrograde usually comes around for our world 3 or 4 times a year. So you can kind of plan around that. And, you know, there's all this data that you can just pull it up and when Mercury is in retrograde. And so you can avoid it so that, you know, you hypothetically, you know, start a job, you know, maybe October 27th instead of starting October 24th. And you always want to kind of give some leeway a day or two before Mercury retrograde starts, instead of happy, you know, because things can start jumbling up a few days before it officially begins and a few days afterwards. So, don't try and close a house sale during that time, or even when you're looking at, I'm kind of feeling sorry for the timing of this month, but I'm looking at all these people in sales, you know, because obviously it goes to the 24th, so that's the end of it can be the end of the quarter, it can be the end of the month for sales. So just remember to always make sure those are sealed, you know, with good contracts so that you can close the sale properly, so somebody doesn't change their mind with things. It's also kind of a timing of be careful when you initiate new projects, avoid launching new products, you know, making that big presentation. People might not, you know, respond to it, you know, in a purposeful way. It's also timing for scheduling your background with, you know, meetings, kind of avoid traveling a lot. You know, reality is life, and you got to travel and you got to work. But it's also just to be aware so that, you know, you can reconfirm reservations when you're traveling, call ahead to make sure the planes are on time, you know, make sure you pay attention to your weather apps so that, you know what, your days are good for the day kind of thing, and travel, if you're going to reschedule any traveling. And that's all stuff you would do anyways, but it's just to be kind of a heightened type of awareness in those times of travel. Another thing, too, is, okay, bad time to purchase phones, computers. You'll get the lemons of things. It's also you know, when you're going to do the install for, you know, your computer, all that kind of stuff with your new apps. Okay, you could get it all installed, and then it could crash. So those are the, you know, many, many examples of things. Also, time is that, you know, in repairing your cars, you know, it's important to really make sure you have the good mechanic during this time frame so you don't get the guy who just does a kind of crappy job and that's all you're going to get because I don't feel like working and I'm tired and I'm overwhelmed. So, you know what, it's kind of like, you know, the people who, you know, get the cars that were built on a Friday afternoon from the factory at 4 o'clock. You're not going to get the car that was maybe built on Monday or Tuesday. Get it? So those are the types of examples that I'm giving. It's also time to, you know, really be cautious of, you know, buying, you know, the right things for you at this time when you're making your purchases so that, you know what, you don't go out and splurge on a really awesome suit, you know, a designer suit, and all of a sudden it's great at the moment, and then all of a sudden you get it back home and you can't return it and you really don't like it, but you've just spent all this money for a suit and now you're stuck with it because all of a sudden, you know what, you know, they won't return it back to you, or it was on sale and then they're not going to take it back, or you know how that works. So those are kind of the more examples. You know, it's important that we all remember that actually in these transitions that, you know what, as long as you keep ahead of things and you're just more aware, as I'm repeating that again, is it's just you have to wait till, you know, the best things are to wait till Mercury retrograde is over, obviously. But in those circumstances, when you're in that those situations of living, as we all do, you have to be able to balance and not be sucked in by the Mercury retrograde. So you got to think smarter, that's all. We're going to run a break, everybody, and come back and still continue our conversation on Mercury retrograde.
We've already said
to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee, and we're talking Mercury in retrograde here. It's really important, as we were talking about, is to remember that, you know, the major causes of stress in Mercury retrograde is the frustration from mishaps, things breaking down, computers going black, all that kind of thing we were discussing. Knowing the cycle that it's happening is also the timing of actually in the situation so that, you know what, you can expect negativity, right? Okay. That sounds kind of weird, but you know what I mean. When you expect the negativity that things can happen in that time frame, then you can kind of like regroup and prepare for things, right? You know, we never like to be like throwing the curveball, and in Mercury retrograde, you'll get some curveballs. And you know what? But as long as you know that it's temporary, you can do anything, right? You can conquer anything because you know it's temporary and the energy will release itself. And it's really funny. You know what? It's as long as you tune into your space, your energy, who you are, what you're about, you know, you ground yourself every day, you meditate, you just kind of own your day, all right? And as you own your day, what happens is, you know what, you can roll with anything. But it's when you don't own your day and your space and what you're all about during that day is when, you know what, that's when you get overwhelmed. That's when you get grouchy. That's when you get pissy because something wasn't done right. Or that's when you get, you know, angry. You're angry because you're feeling self-defeated and you don't even know why. But as soon as, like, that energy lets itself out, right, and after October 24th, you almost feel like your shoulders relaxing. You'll be able to conquer more. You'll be able to be in your space. It'll be happier time. It won't be so kinetic, right? Because we want to avoid the kinetic stuff of life. And we can only do that if we create our own balance. That's really the kind of the bottom line. And so it's very, very important that we remember that, you know, it's almost a time frame that it's time to get back to the drawing board so that we can set up our dreams, our goals. Great time for reflection. I mean, that's the beauty of Mercury retrograde. Time to reflect on what's important, who we are, what we want to be when we grow up, you know, the part of being, you know, centered, the people we want in our world. You know, it's a very purposeful time. And that's the important part, is that if you can repeat that to yourself, that I'm in purpose, that it's a time for review, that all these, you know, underlying patterns of what I used to be like is now being revealed so that I can do best, so that I can make myself better, then, you know, you can handle it. You know what? It's important, actually, that we always remember that, actually, that, you know, there's always our comfort zone. There's always the importance of, actually, you know, the universe takes care of us. We're never doing it alone, okay? That's for first off. We're never not protected during Mercury retrograde. Our angels are around us. Our loved ones are around us. Our guides, our God, you know, is around us to help us through things, to guide us. We're never doing it alone, although sometimes we feel when things can be nutty, we are doing it alone. So it's important that we actually remember that. So what do you do during that time? That's the part when you call in your guides, your angels, to help guide you through this kind of hectic time frame. That's the time when you put your energy into your prayer. That's the time when you say, okay, you know what, for the highest and best good, you know what, this is what I want to do during Mercury retrograde. I've been thinking about, you know, reworking, you know, maybe my artwork, my book, what, you know, reworking my house, redesigning the kitchen, whatever it's going to be. And that's the time that you start to formulate your ideas. You start to listen to your dreams. Really important. Really pay attention. In Mercury retrograde, here's the cool part that happens. Our dreams are really vivid. And we start to get hits, as I like to say, at night when you hear things, see things, that kind of stuff. And that's when you wake up and you remember them. And you start to get, you know, really important information at that time. And you start to act on it. So it's a really cool time to actually, when you get up in the morning, if you can, write down what you had in your dream. And it comes very purposeful, because you got to remember, we got this crazy moon, this beautiful moon that's happening tomorrow, and this eclipse, and we have, you know, Mercury in retrograde. So the vibes are there, actually, to pull it all down, is what I want to say. You don't have to be a psychic to feel it. We're all intuitive. You will be able to feel and sense, and only if you start participating. Do you understand? So you got to participate a bit in order to receive all that great information that can come through to you. You'll also have lots of experiences, actually, from past loved ones, because they're able to connect in a strong energy with you. It's an important time to, you know, really tune in with them. And, you know how I work. I'm always a big person about signs and symbols and how that gets put together. So ask for your signs and symbols from your loved ones. Ask for that so that their energy can come through to you, so they can give you an answer. You know, again, I talk about the purple dinosaur theory, but in my book, Listen Up, The Other Side is Talking, where, you know what, you want to ask for a sign or symbol. And I joke and say, oh, ask for a purple dinosaur. You'll hear Barney 10 times that day. You'll see Barney Sheets. You'll see the word dinosaur. You'll see, you know, whatever. Whatever your symbol would be to your mom and dad, your loved ones, your brothers, sisters, your friends, whomever, who have passed, say, I want you to send me that sign today. And, you know, if it's, you know, a blue jay, or it's, you know, a chickadee or a type of bird, or if it's a shell, or, you know, a football helmet, whatever that symbol is, they will get back to you, and you will see that symbol. And that's part of the energy of Mercury retrograde, that their energy is just as much as vibed up as ours are. And they're there to help organize. You got to remember, Mercury retrograde is about organizing, and they're there to help us facilitate our organized energy so that they can connect with us also. So I kind of dare you to try it. I mean, here I am talking about how Mercury retrograde is, but I really dare you, everybody who's listening, to, you know what, try it. And call me a fool or not, but you'll see how the energy affects you. You'll see the examples. You'll see, you know, the positiveness of Mercury retrograde that comes out onto all of us. It's really important that, you know what, it's like, you know, they'll say, okay, I'm dating myself because I'm 49, but, you know, remember Life Cereal? And, you know, Mikey, try it. You'll like it. That's what I'm trying to say to all of you. Try it. You'll like it. Because that's the important piece of, you know what, the energy. You have to try it. You have to use it. You have to be a part of it. You have to touch, feel, sense it in order for it to be participant in you, right? So in order, and then you'll receive it, and then you'll know how to work with it. So don't let it be intimidated, is what I'm trying to say. We're also, if anybody wants to call in today with a question, or question for me in reference to you, I'd be happy to answer for that for you. And you can call in to 1-800-930-2819, and I'll be happy to answer any questions in reference to Mercury retrograde or to any of your personal questions that's going on with you. I also want to talk about, in reference to tomorrow, remember that, you know, October 8th at 6:24 Eastern time is a lunar eclipse. So guess what? We're all up. Or I shouldn't say we're all up, but many of us are up at that time to start our day. So, you know, don't forget to look out the window and go outside. It's such a great energy, actually, to even write down your affirmations of what you want to occur in the next few months, and saying in a positive, positive sense. I am doing this. I am part of this. I am, you know, for instance, you know, hypothetically, my book is on the New York Times bestsellers list. I am getting the contract that I'm looking for to speak at colleges. I am, you know, for the highest and best good, you know, doing this all for the best good of my family. And I am creating financial wealth for my family. You know, whatever your goals are, that's the time that you can actually go out into, you know, the space outside, even sometimes even writing it down and burning it with a candle and sending it to the ethers and the energy. And that's what can transpose, you know, what to make it the affirmation happen. I mean, these are just kind of reminders that I'm giving everybody, because back in the long, long day ago, this is the stuff that they all did. As far as working with the moon energy, the Native American Indians, you know, our world in America, the moon, the cycle of the energy of the planets was all part of it, right? We lose sometimes that whole gift. We're so caught up in all the electronic crap that, you know, we forget about nature right out in our back door. And so that's the part, the reminder that happens in Mercury retrograde with these moon cycles and with what's happening now. You know, on the reminder show today, to remember the to-do list is tomorrow, to everybody get up early so they can see this beautiful eclipse so that they can go forward and create its beautiful energy that's going to be around them for the day. We're going to run for break, everybody. Feel free to call back and make any questions, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll talk after the break.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com, or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. And we are talking about Mercury retrograde in our last segment here. It's important that you remember, actually, during this kind of time frame, that this week will be kind of a few things happening. Is actually, remember that it will be a fast week, one for sure. Whenever time goes fast when things are in Mercury retrograde. It's also a time, actually, that you'll want to kind of shower yourself with some good stuff, abundance, relaxation. You know what? Give yourself the pat on the back that you're doing through, doing good with things. You're plugging away. The end result is a really good result at the end of the day. It's also a great time to daydream, meditate. You know what? Daydreaming is a form of meditation. I always laughed when little kids were little. I remember, like, how, you know, kids would get caught, like, daydreaming, and they would think that it was, you know, they weren't paying attention in school. But daydreaming is meditation. Did everybody know that? And, you know, we always chastise these kids for not paying attention, but really, they were just kind of tuning in to their own vibe and just kind of taking it all in. And so when we daydream, when we are driving, okay, and we all daydream when we drive, I think, and, you know, it's like those spaces when, you know, you've driven home from work and you're like, oh, my God, I'm home already. You know what I mean? Because your mind has been someplace else, right? And you've been like an automatic pilot. And that's the time frame when you're in that space. It's like your energy is being revamped. Your guides are tuning you in, right? And it's in that frame of time that you will get information. You will get, you know, kind of like the light bulb moment, as I want to say. Remember, like, okay, you know, like, remember, like, okay, when you can't remember something, right? And let's say, you know, that morning you're taking your shower and you're like, oh my God, that's what that was, right? Or, you know, it's when you're relaxed, when you're in your space of your own energy and nobody's calling you and bugging you or texting you or what have you, that they are really, that's when your space is empty in your mind so you can receive it. When we are in Mercury retrograde, we kind of get scattery. We don't stay focused. We jump from one thing to the next and nothing gets done. You know, we get rattled. We take on too much at one time. And that's when we have to stop ourselves. You got to stop yourself right in that pace. And you have to say, okay, step back. Way too much for me to do right now. My energy level's not there for me to complete it. So why am I even attempting this? And then just postpone it. Do a little bit later. Or maybe do, you know, a project or whatever you're working on in bits and pieces instead of being in, you know, that crazy, funky space that we all hate when we get in there and we get crabby and we get grouchy and we complain and everybody gets mad at us. And, okay, I'm describing this because we all do it. And that's what you want to avoid. So, with that, you have to remember how to avoid it is actually not everybody just lock themselves in a room, okay, and don't talk to anybody. But you have to just remember, take things with just kind of a grain of salt and not be so temperamental. You have to remember that, you know, we're all in this together. Everybody's feeling it. No one's not feeling Mercury in retrograde. But the main thing is to remember to kind of take your time out by grounding yourself, by, you know, taking a walk away from something, not being in, you know, kind of want to be err on the side of caution with things. You know, and if you can work within that and kind of get back to the drawing board of what you're working in and what's important, what's not important, then you know what, you'll be solid. You'll be in a better space. It's also timing. Okay, let's get this too. It's also timing with sports. If you're going to be playing a sport with your games coming up, especially, you know, we're in football season here. Don't take teams lightly. All right, all those teams that might have those records that aren't as good as yours, it's kind of the time that they could take the opportunity to win a game against somebody who might be, you know, it's got like the gentle, you know, giant takes over kind of deal in winning games. Somebody that things that not expected, a lot of turnovers. Watch and see with your games. There'll be a lot of, you know, fumbles, a lot of turnovers, that kind of thing that can happen that normally these kids or these people can catch these balls like no problem, and they got fumble fingers that day. They can't catch a ball if their life depended on it. So those are the things that, you know what, before your game, what do? How do you counteract that? You ground yourself. You take your energy from the very top of your head all the way down to your toes, and you plant yourself. You're grounded. Your energy is planted. It's protected. It's safeguarded. Nothing can ruin my energy. How about that one? You know, you still envision yourself winning that game. You don't, you know, go to the negative where like, you know, oh, sure, we're going to beat these people. They stink. You know what? We're so much better than them. Oh, that's the stuff Mercury retrograde loves to play with. They love to say, oh, no, no, let me show you the example. No one's better than anybody. Go out there, you know, play your game as efficient as you can and do your best. And you know what? You'll win your game. But if you go in there cocky, you know, and arrogant, then that's when Mercury retrograde loves to pull you back from it and really give you an example. So I guess the whole idea with this whole conversation we've had all day today is that we want to make sure that actually you create the abundance that you want during Mercury retrograde and not let a negative facet occur so that you, you know, get all jumbled when kind of the stuff, you know, can happen and really jumble your energy along with, you know, set your plans back. It's just an opportunity for you to review. Review is a really big word. Review and rekindle are the two R's that you want to do in Mercury retrograde. And you want to rekindle who you are, what you're about. It's a great time to use your creative work, your creative juices. You know, pay attention to like the serendipities of things. Mercury retrograde is a great time when new people come into your world. People you haven't thought about in years will show up. Kind of interesting. I'm going to a class reunion October 18th. And that will be in the thick of Mercury retrograde. And you know what? So that's kind of cool that, you know what I mean? That's the part where opportunities can come in. I haven't seen some of these people in 30 years, which would be a ball. You know what? Those are the things that you want to shape your weeks ahead here to, you know, so that the cycle that we're in doesn't affect you so strongly. So, you know what? It's a big deal, but it's not a big deal because I don't want people to make Mercury retrograde a big deal. I want you to be able to kind of own your space, own your energy, and if things happen, just remember that, you know what, it's only temporary. It's not going to last a lifetime here. Well, could, depending on what you're dealing with. But you know what, that's the important piece that, you know, you want to be able to really hold on to your energy space, that you own it, you're healthy, you're good, you're happy. And in continuing that, what will happen is that you'll keep generating that. But it's a perfect time to reflect on you. And how good is that, reflecting on you? We forget that, don't we? And that way you can actually, you know what, make the better you. I'm all about, you know, making everything better and who you are and what you're about. And, you know, there's no negative, really. It's just opportunities to learn and shape ourselves. So with that, you know what, remember to keep yourself grounded this week. Time to make your own little timeout. You might feel a little more tired, so make sure you can take those naps when you can get them. And just really, everybody wake up tomorrow morning to see that beautiful moon that we've been blessed with for tomorrow. So we're going to really emphasize that. And I'm glad everybody could listen today about Mercury retrograde. Remember, it can be your friend, not your foe. And everybody have a perfect week this week. And we'll see you next week on Psychic Cup of Coffee.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions, and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
The Women and Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.